Over her good clothes, she'll put on a
raincoat.
Well, no, sort of. To keep the grease from getting on her dress.
Oh, apron.
And down at the bottom of her dress, that part where the cloth is tucked up underneath and then stitched.
Hemmed.
Uh-huh. And what did you use to keep the diapers on your little babies?
Safety pin.
Yeah. I'm going through that now. I have one that's almost two, but not quite. Oh, she is a perverse child.
That's for like thing running the rug.
You want me to turn it off?
I'll just tell you a little story about a woman going in.
A strange little boy. Oh, when it's cold and you go outside, what do you wear?
Coat.
And if you're all dressed up underneath your coat, you might have one of those things that you could put your watch chain through.
Vest.
Uh-huh. And then on your legs, you'd have a pair of these things?
Mm-hmm. Shorts.
No. What you wearing now? Just these things that we've got on.
Pants.
Uh-huh. Is that what you normally call them?
I do. They need trousers, I think.
Uh-huh. And some people wear belts and other people hold them up with those things.
Suspenders. That brother-in-law of mine, I guess, seen he had on some that.
I didn't notice. He climbed up there and sat on the counter and I just forgot to look. He's sure a happy fella.
Yeah, he's pretty old and he's had hard time. Operations.
Mm. Said I couldn't tell how old he was by his teeth.
Yeah.
He's right, I didn't know where he kept them.
That people, he left house out in the teeth. Eat anything in the world.
Hmm.
No, Dad, not since he had that stomach operation.
No.
He has to live on milk.
Oh, my goodness.
And she's got a brother down on the river. Got good teeth, but he won't use them either.
Hmm. He said two or three set of teeth, about $175 a pair, and he won't wear it even one.
Oh.
Well, we better cut out our foolishness and then ask some more questions.
Oh, I was going to ask you, when you rode out in the brush, did you ever wear any of those things over your legs?
Straps.
Uh-huh. Were those common here?
Yeah, they're pretty common. Leather jackets.
What, if you had only old clothes and you were going to get married, what would you go down and buy?
Suit clothes.
New one?
Mm-hmm.
And then what would you have done to it?
I'd have it pressed, I guess.
Well, while you were in the store, the man would go around and check the sleeves and maybe make a mark here and a mark here, check the shoulder, check the pants. And what would you say you were having done?
Re-oiling.
Going to fix it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, and when you get too much stuff in your pocket, and it goes like that, you say it.
Bullshit.
Yeah. That's my trouble.
Yeah, mine too. But I got some nails or bolts. Somewhere they bullshit.
Yeah, I carry a pipe, and when I get all that stuff in my pocket, my pipe and my 8 or 10 dozen matches and my tobacco, why, I look like a packing bull. Oh, before they started sanforizing shirts, if you got a shirt and worked just fine when you bought it, and then you brought it home, wore it a while, had it washed, and then you put it on.
Shrunk up.
Yeah. Oh, that was miserable.
Wasn't it?
How about a peach that's past its prime and is not full anymore, but it's all sort of wrinkled and dried? What do you say it has happened to it? It's done what?
Dried up.